Move at 92.5.
Hey girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey girl, are you from China? Because I'm trying to get your number.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What?
Whatever you do, resist the urge to shrug and pretend like you don't speak English. Instead, tell them that you like guys that have their mom as their number one friend on Snapchat. And then give them the digits to the loser line, and hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, yeah, so this is obviously. I know that, like, you kind of mentioned something about my body and how I like to work out. Like, we had that conversation. So you should definitely come to my CrossFit gym. We can work out together. Definitely, like, some real fun that we could do. Kind of get a little bit more attached.
Next message.
So you're probably not going to be able to compete with me, just so you know, because I've been doing CrossFit for a long time. Did I mention I do CrossFit?
Do they work out, or do they just do language courses, how to use correctly during a CrossFit class?
And how to post on social media that you just did workout. That's part of the CrossFit workout.
Pretty sure there's no actual, like, gym time.
No, it's all social media.
Yep. Yeah. Here's another message.
Next message.
Derek, this is Did you forget? My wisdom tooth appointment is for today. Do you remember? I thought you were going to film me after my anesthesia. I need you to do that so I'm not going to get famous on social media. I had all these funny things I was going to say when I was high on anesthesia. I was going to be like, where are my hands? Oh, wait, there they are. But why aren't you picking up the damn phone? My appointment is in 2 hours. You have 2 hours to get in touch with me or listen, that thing I promised to do for you. Not happening.
Next message.
Oh.
I almost felt bad for her in the beginning. Like, oh, she doesn't have a ride.
Yeah, me too.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
She just wanted somebody to film her after.
Dennis must hate social media. They're like, you already had your wisdom teeth out. Can you take them out again now? Like, I didn't get a video the first time.
Yeah. That trend is like 10 years old,
too. That's what
too.
I was going to say. 10 years old.
It won't die.
It's not funny anymore.
I know. People keep trying.
We get it.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Michelle, it's from last night. And I was actually, I was thinking about that thing that you were talking about how, like, you know, pineapple makes, like, you know, a guy, like, taste sweeter. you know, I was kind of skeptical about it, but then I went ahead and tried it, and you were right. It definitely did taste sweeter. So, you know, if you want to find out yourself, go ahead and give me a call back. I really hope to see you again. And, you know, maybe we can do a little science experiment.
No.
Next message.
Oh, my gosh.
All of that is so gross.
Very awkward, but interested. Interested now.
No, don't be.
How did he have a barometer for whether it was sweeter or not?
Oh,
I don't want to know.
Like, he had a starting point somewhere.
That's true.
This wasn't a new thing.
Oh, obviously a long weekend for him.
No.
Remember, you can get the special loser line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, thanks for giving me your number last night. That was really cool. You're, like, really pretty, and I think it's super cool you volunteer, like, the animal shelter and stuff. I just, like, we should get a drink sometime, and I don't really always have my phone on me, so you can message me. I'm at on Instagram and Twitter, and you can message me on there. And if that doesn't work, honestly, you can just come over. I live at 9 Road in Menor, and you can just go there. And if my mom answers, just let her know that you're there to see me, and she could show you to the basement, and that's cool. So yeah, call me back, please.
Next message.
The please at the end made it. Yeah, please. Just nobody's calling me back. Or you just come over.
Nobody ever comes over.
And he just needs somebody to hang out with.
And if you're that woman, please check his ID first. Because that kid sounded 16.
Yeah.
That was like his first ever call to a girl.
I'm super nervous.
Next message.
Hey, Vanessa, what's up? This is Brian, you know, B-Dog. Woof. Anyway, I'm really excited to see you again. Honestly, I'm fascinated by the fact that you're a skydiving instructor. I know, I just can't stop thinking about it. You know, I've never been skydiving before, but I just feel like you know, I'm nervous about it, but I feel like it might be nice to kind of face my fears about this. I thought it'd be great if, you know, maybe we could do a tandem jump. I don't know. Just the idea of you kind of strapped to my back would be really fun. I mean, honestly, it's not the first time a girl's been strapped to my back. just kidding. But seriously, you know, I'm really excited for the tandem jump, and I just want to give you a fair warning. You know, when I get nervous, I tend to vomit or urinate. So I just want to tell you ahead of time. I mean, there's a chance I might just pee right on you, or maybe just vomit in your hair. But I don't think it should, you know, slow down our night. To offer drinks after, I'm buying. And, you know, hopefully we can just laugh about it, you know, that I peed all over you. And it'll be a funny story.
Next message.
Go out for drinks after that happens.
I can't tell if he had, like, some sort of fantasy thing happening there or just a real bad problem.
Can't tell either.
It's true.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592 and listen to the Loser Line regularly on Mondays at this time. Your number 10 phone tap of the year is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.